Okay, today we're continuing in Maseches Shavuos. We're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Shavuos, and today we are learning Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. And these Mishnayos discuss again things that you're allowed to do throughout the entire sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. And again, the basic rule is anything that's only in Isser Midrabanan to do during Shemitah, you're allowed to do throughout the entire sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. Plowing, which is an Isser D'Oraisa to do during Shemitah, you have to stop doing earlier than the entire sixth year, either Pesach or Shavuos, depending on what type of field it is. So the Mishnah is going to continue the list of things that are apparently not an Isser D'Oraisa during the Shemitah year itself. So it tells us, Misaklin ad Rosh Hashanah, you can clear rocks out of a field up until Rosh Hashanah, meaning throughout the entire sixth year. Meaning the reason you're not allowed to clear rocks out of a field during the Shemitah year is that it prepares the field for planting, just like plowing prepares the field for planting, and therefore it's only Nisr Midrabanan during the Shemitah year. So during the year before Shemitah, you could do it the whole year. And Mekarsimin, you're allowed to prune a tree, meaning if there are dead branches on the tree, you can cut away those dead branches. Pruning is one of the four things that the Torah says specifically you're not allowed to do during the Shemitah year, so it sounds like that's an Isser D'Oraisa during the Shemitah year. That should not be permissible throughout the entire sixth year. So that's what the Achronim explained. No, pruning a grapevine is explicit in the Torah during as an Isser during the Shemitah year. But pruning other trees is only an Isser Midrabanan during the Shemitah year, and therefore pruning other trees is mutter throughout the entire sixth year. And Mizardin, you're allowed to also, it's a type of pruning, but instead of cutting off dead branches, you're cutting off live branches from the tree. That's also only an Isser Midrabanan during the Shemitah year, and therefore on the entire year of Erev Shemitah, you're allowed to do it. Mefaslin, you could take away dead parts of the tree, certain parts of the tree that are falling to pieces, ad Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to do that throughout the entire sixth year up until Rosh Hashanah, because they're only in Isser Midrabanan during the Shemitah year itself. But Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. And he says, Kizeruda ukifisiluha shel chamishis kach shel shishis, that just like the branches that are ruined or that are decayed in some way or another that grew during the fifth year, you're allowed to clear out during the sixth year, so too the stuff that grew during the sixth year, you're allowed to clear out during the Shemitah year itself. Meaning, Rabbi Yeshua is telling us that these things are not only, these cutting away of these dead branches is not only mutter to do throughout the entire sixth year, you're even allowed to do it during the Shemitah year itself, because you're just, you're not trying to help the tree grow in any way, you're just stopping it from getting further damage. The Chacham thinks that no, this is also during Shemitah year, because even though it's only protecting the tree from further damage, there are certain things that Chazal assert anyway, even though it doesn't really promote growth during the Shemitah year. And then there's a third cheetah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, another extreme, calls Manshani Rashai Bavodas Ailan Rashani Bipisulo, that only as long as I'm allowed to plow in the soil around the tree, only as long as I'm allowed to do that, could I remove any decay from the tree. Meaning, Rabbi Shimon is much more machmir, that Tanakama said you're allowed to do the removing of the decay of the tree throughout the entire sixth year. And then we had the second shita, which was Rabbi Yoshua, who said, no, not only throughout the entire sixth year, you're even allowed to do it throughout the entire seventh year. Much more makel. And now we have Rabbi Shimon, who's much more machmir. He says, no, just like you have to stop plowing your field of trees by Shavuos of the sixth year, so too you have to stop your Zerud by Shavuos of the sixth year, the removal of the decay of the trees by Shavuos of the sixth year. And then the Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Dalet again tells us other things that you're allowed to do throughout the entire sixth year. Mizamin es ha-netios. You could put manure on the trunk of netios. Netios are young trees to heal the tree from whatever it's going through, from whatever damage it's maybe suffering. You're allowed to do that before Shemitah. During Shemitah, you're not allowed to do that because it's it's gonna actually promote growth. If you're just doing it to stop the tree from dying, then it would be mutter even during Shemitah. But over here, we're talking about young trees that apparently are not only going to be stopped from dying, but it's going to promote the growth of the tree by putting the manure. And therefore, you're only allowed to do it during the sixth year, but not during the seventh year. Similarly, v'korchanosan, you're allowed to wrap the trees to protect the trees from the elements during Shemitah. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to wrap the tree in some type of cloth, even though it's only protective in nature. But not everything that's only protective in nature is mutter during Shemitah. Sometimes Chazal asserts such things. V'kotmenosan, and you could put ashes on the roots of the trees to help them remain moist during the entire sixth year. V'osulen batim, and you could make some sort of shelter or hut around the tree to protect it also from the elements, which you're also not allowed to do during the Shemitah year, because that will help the growth of the tree. Umashkinosan, you're allowed to water the tree ad Rosh Hashanah, until Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. Rabbi Elazar of Tzadikomer, Bikula, af mashkehu esanof b'shavias. You can water the branches of a tree even during the Shemitah year itself, because the way to water a tree normally is by putting the water by the trunk. If you're watering the branches of the tree, then the water is just going to drip down toward the roots, and that's not the normal way to water a tree, and that's therefore mutter, according to Rabbi Elazar Tzadik, during the Shemitah year. You're just not allowed to water the roots of the tree. That's the only thing that's going to be usher during the Shemitah year. So to quickly review what we've done today, in Mishnah Gimel we learned that you're allowed to a number of additional activities that you're allowed to do throughout the entirety of the sixth year, but when it came to Mizradin, when it came to cutting off some branches from a tree, we had three shitos. Tanakama had said you're allowed to do it throughout the entire sixth year. Rabbi Yoshua had said you're allowed to do it even during the Shemitah year, and Rabbi Shimon had said that you're only allowed to do it up until the time you're allowed to plow a tree, around a tree. Then in Mishnah Dalet, we learned that a number of things that you do to protect a tree that you're allowed to do throughout the entire sixth year, but you're not allowed to do on Shemitah itself. And then we learned as far as watering a tree, that the Tanakhama says you're only allowed to water a tree throughout the sixth year, but not during the seventh year, whereas Rabbi Tzadik said, a big kula, that you're even allowed to water a tree in the seventh year, in the Shemitah year itself, provided that you don't pour the water directly by the roots of the tree, you pour the water by the branches of the tree, and it just trickles down toward the roots of the tree. Okay, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Hey.